Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, indeed. We are on fire. And, well, we're going to sum up now in the next 4 minutes with our guest, Judy Andreas. And Aaron had asked those two questions about conversions to Judaism and what made you, you know, convert, or how was it for you to do, and so forth. Why don't you just respond now?
Okay, sure. I just wanted to tell you my my next commitment is at 10:30. I know you probably have other commitments, but
yeah.
So I'm just telling you that I'm available for any other calls that come in.
All right.
Mine, it was kind of a very mystical experience.
Okay.
I was waking up from a sleep, and sometimes you don't know whether it's a dream or not, and it was almost like a voice said to me, everyone can share in the peace that passeth understanding, and then suddenly I was awake. And I thought, well, that's very interesting. My life was kind of a mess at that point, financially, relationally. My health didn't feel great. So I thought, well, that's a strange thing to hear because my life's a mess. And I was going to a health clinic that summer. I had seen it advertised in what appeared to be a New Age bulletin, you know, one of these body, mind, spirit things. And I went out to this clinic to go on a fast, and it turned out it was run by a non-denominational Christian minister. And you could get as much preaching as you wanted. And I got sick out there, and before I left to come home, it was going to be two huge bus rides. And I said to him, Dr. Sorge, I need a little of your faith. And he prayed with me. And it was just one of the most incredibly overwhelming experiences. It just sort of tore me apart. And I was divorced at the time, and I came home, and I was just looking through a local paper, and I saw some singles events, and then I saw something at a church for divorced and separated Christian singles or something. And for some reason, I was moved to go to that. And it wasn't a meet place. It was a place to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was getting further and further towards Christianity. Then I started even listening to Christian radio at that point. And then one day I was listening to a program, and I just threw myself down on the floor, you know. I had one of these experiences, they say, accepting Christ, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very extremely emotional experience. Now, of course, the second part was going to the church, which at certain points I just found, I'm not much for my way or the highway, even if it's true or not. I don't think it's my business to say, you know, mm-hmm. that you're going here and you're going there, friends, you know. So that's why I almost became a kind of a solitary practitioner in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
But the feeling is there, and the way of life is there.
Right.
And so I hope that answers this wonderful woman's question. I, you know.
Well, what about the conversion to Judaism?
You know, that kind of surprises me. As I said, I've known people convert to Judaism because they're in a relationship with a Jewish person. And a lot of Jewish people, the parents get extremely offended unless the person converts. Now, just to go along and to see the Jewish religion as something to convert to, I have never had that experience or known anybody like that. I've seen Jewish people become Buddhists. They call them Jew-boos.
Never heard that one before.
Oh, yeah, Richard Gere is one.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, there's a few, you know, a few famous people that do that because they find that the Jewish religion the Jewish religion that I knew, there's so many different types, but more the secular type of Jewish religion really doesn't give you any hope of an afterlife, the immortality of the soul. I always felt that there was more to it than this.
All right, Judy, since you are willing to give up some time, then we'll invite more phone calls. 800-313-9443. Jump aboard, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Judy Andreas while she's with us. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them?
North American Urban Spice has developed Colestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Colestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Ravi Noel for Republic Trading Group. You cannot escape the headlines and the warnings about where the value of the U.S. dollar is going. Since November of last year, the 10-year U.S. Treasury has lost 1.6% of its value. The popular S&P 500 index has inked out a small 4.6% gain, while gold and silver have returned 20%. There's no doubt gold and silver have regained its luster as an asset class. And the reasons are simple. The twin U.S. deficits have spiraled out of control, and the accumulated debt in the United States has become way too high to be effectively ever repaid. It will either have to default or, more likely, inflate. There's never been a more important time to call Republic Trading Group to secure your future. Call us today and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call that number at 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Ah, yes, we are back. We're surviving this Friday night together. And I haven't had too much tickling, ladies and gentlemen, so that's good. That's because Judy is here to calm me down. JudyAndreas.com. And Judy, you could check your emails later if you get emails from some of our listeners with questions about your views and maybe comments. You can follow up on them later maybe or tomorrow.
Oh, sure. I'd love to.
We have more calls. 800-7... I'm thinking of our other line there, but... Also, Republic Trading. I don't want to forget to mention that again, because the package that was offered last night by Jeff Bennett has been totally, totally bought out. There are other things available, other instruments you might want to look into. You can call him also at 800-691-7898. That's Republic Trading. Jeff Bennett, leave a message. He'll get back to you if he's not available right now. Our number is 800-313-9443. Let's take a call from Bruce in Colorado. Hi, Bruce.
Oh, hi there.
Yes.
Yes. This is JudyAndreas.com. How do you spell it? A-N-D-R-E-A-S?
Yes. JudyAndreas.com. And, of course, the three W's. And my email is capital J-U-D-E 10901. At AOL.com. That's my zip code. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not getting you on the short wave out here. I got you last night.
Yeah, I know. We couldn't get you in last night because of time, but go ahead. What do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, I heard you okay on the air, but tonight I can't hear you at all.
Well, it may be in your area there's some interference, but others are hearing us, but go ahead.
Okay, well, good. What I want to talk to you about was this website, SuperBowlSteve.com. Have you ever heard of Super Bowl Steve's been on a lot of Patriot radio programs?
Are you asking me? Because I have.
No, I'm asking.
Yeah, you're asking Rick.
Well, don't ask me because I've never heard of it.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the website is SuperBowlSteve.com.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you'll recognize what it's about. This guy's been on the POW Hour, you know, talking about the Super Bowl and someone's going to win the Super Bowl and disasters connection with the Super Bowl.
Well, that was last year, though.
No, that was just recent.
What happened was he was saying that there was going to be a terrorist attack during the Super Bowl.
Right. We heard that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the thing is, it didn't happen.
And old news, yeah.
Well, we're very happy that it didn't happen.
Of course.
Yes, I'm not looking forward to martial law and all the results.
Well, I think, you know, this is, Bruce, in all sincerity, I've said this time and again, and that is that I don't want to ever go out on a limb and predict a date and a time that something will happen, because I don't know and you don't know, and the people saying it, unless they are the conspirators, really don't know. Only God knows. So let's leave it to him to sort it all out. What happens, happens, and all we can do is just to stay on with him, and that's all we can do.
Exactly. Well, the Lord is the one that does the protecting, and that
Amen.
I have to agree with
Amen.
You 100%. The Lord has protected us and kept us safe, and I feel like this country turning back to God is what's really going to keep us safe.
Well, like Judy says, we're on borrowed time now.
We're on borrowed time, but we need to get this country back through spiritual means.
Yes.
And by getting the people to realize, unless they return to God, I mean, you know, this country is in sin, really bad sin.
Well, I once read a book called God Will Work With You But Not For You. You have to, you know, we have to walk. We have to walk the walk.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't sit around waiting for somebody to save us. Some people think an extraterrestrial landing will happen and we'll be saved. We have to start getting together and to showing to if there is going to be a return, whether it's going to be in our consciousness or it's going to be in the physical form, we have to deserve it. At this point, I don't think we deserve very much.
I'll second that motion.
You're absolutely right on not deserving too much. But the thing is that the more people we get more people to realize that we need to turn back to God. We as a nation need to turn to God to be safe from the worst that could happen. And by the way, a lot of that, you know, the spiritual end is on the website. Mm-hmm. My name is Bruce, and it's SuperBowlSteve.com. Check it out, please, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I really can't. I know you don't want me to get into the whole thing on the air, but I won't say, and it's been talking to both. I'm going to be looking at your website. JudyAndreas.com. I didn't get the email address, but it's probably on the website, right?
Well, I hope so. I should have checked. It's Jude, J-U-D-E, 109@AOL.com.
Okay, Jude 109@AOL. Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
no, 109.01. Oh,
109.01.
Okay, good.
That's your zip code.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
All
okay,
right,
thank you very much, Bruce. I'm glad you got through tonight. Now let's take another call from Paul in New York. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Rick. Hi, Judy. How you doing?
Hi. How are you, Paul?
I'm all right. You know, this lady could have her own show on Sunday or something.
I think if John Stadler is listening,
this is a good show candidate right here.
He's got a very dynamic personality. That's
for
sure.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul. And I didn't have to pay him very much to make the call either.
No, listen, I don't know. This is a good show to have on a Friday night, Rick, to wind down. This is what happened tonight, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a combination, you know, heavy light, but it's good.
Yeah, awesome guest for tonight.
I just wanted to say that, you know.
If John's listening, this is a good talk show host. Nice to meet you, Judy. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Paul.
You'll have to mentor me.
All right, Paul, thanks for your call.
Thank
you know,
Paul.
One thing I will suggest, though, right away, and that is now that you and Stan Hess have hitched, maybe, when, I know we talked about having Stan back, too, why don't you come on together?
I'd love that.
Wouldn't,
I'm sure,
you think he'd object, or would I be presumptuous in asking that?
Not at all.
I think the two of you would make for very interesting conversation.
Okay, I think we
just
have
don't
a lot
fight.
To say.
Just don't fight on the air. No,
we don't really fight.
I'm only kidding. But no, that would be an excellent show. The next time you're free to come on, we'll book you, and maybe a Friday night, and we'll have the two of you come on together.
Excellent.
That would be excellent because
we
then you
that.
Can really discuss life from your own perspectives. And the clash and the agreements and
yeah.
How it all
how
gelled
for. How do you like the way I'm answering for Stan already? Is that a typical woman?
Yeah, well, I think he knows you by now. He better.
No surprises.
No. I think he would, too. I think he'd like to come on with you. But then again, he can also come on separately, too. So it's up to him. But he's a very knowledgeable man and someone who's, you know, who's definitely been very strong on issues and yet very, very open-minded. And that's the thing, I think, that, you know, people have to be. You don't compromise your values. You don't compromise your stand. But at the same time, you don't go out of your way to make enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't go out of your way to alienate people. And that's what a lot of people do, whether it's alternative radio, regular radio. You know, I mean, for those who do true radio, like us here, and we do it out of love of truth, being here on the radio to speak out, I think at least I can speak for myself, that I would like to see people get along. I would like to see people try to live as much at peace with each other as they possibly can. Now, I know there's certain people you can't live with anywhere on this planet,
mm-hmm.
And there are certain people who don't want that extended hand. Many of them are in Palestine today, running the government in Jerusalem.
Yeah,
many of them are all over. They're in this government here.
And they're enjoying their power. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's an aphrodisiac, and that's
right.
Really sad.
Yeah. By the way, now let me ask you the question. What do you think about what happened to Ariel Sharon, your dear mentor?
No, I heard a very strange thing on a radio show.
Tell me what you heard.
I heard that they were... that some fanatic Israelis or fanatic Zionists were digging under the Dome of the Rock, and Ariel Sharon tried to stop them, and they gave him a stroke. And I won't even say who said it because it was said on a reputable show. But other people have said that the stroke was not a stroke, you know, that he was poisoned.
Do you feel he's just brain dead, or is he dead now?
That's a good question. You know, people still think
we haven't
Osama
heard anything
bin Laden's
at all.
Alive.
You know, who?
People still think Osama bin Laden's alive.
Oh,
so.
I don't know about that. I don't even think George Bush is alive at this point. I mean, I wonder.
Human.
We used to hear about Robitoid. You know, there was a guy that worked head of the Exim Bank in the 1970s, I guess. It was under Nixon or something. His name was Peter Beter. And this guy came up with this theory that he claimed was fact, and he was a pretty intelligent man, and he put out series of tapes and videos, and he said that Robitoids were actually created to replace a number of public officials, including Henry Kissinger.
Oh, and I've heard that.
Nelson Rockefeller was killed, and you know, he had a heck of a lot of people believing him.
Well,
and
when you look at somebody like George Bush, you think if you cut him... you make a cut, like you're going to see stuffing or something inside. You really don't think that you're going to see flesh and blood in there.
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, just sitting there with that grin on his face during the My Pet Goat affair, you know. If your country's under siege, get the president out of there. The whole school's in danger.
The embarrassing the other day, the person in, was it Carolina, that got up and faced him down and... Of course, the person was being booed, but he stood his ground and asked the president, will he ever be ashamed of what he's done? And Bush just grinned and, let him talk now, you know. But the fact of the matter is, Bush was embarrassed right there on the spot. And I'm glad that man got up in that audience and said what he said.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, we got another 7 minutes to go. If you want to jump aboard, we'll be back with Judy Andreas, Rick Adams.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Do you have any calls right now?
Okay. All righty. We are back again. Our guest, Judy Andreas, to sum up in the last few moments, you've got a question or a comment. We got a quick moment for you to jump aboard, 800-313-9443. Judy, you were mentioning about the temple there, and that must be, as you know, built, at least from what we hear. The plans are in the making there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of digging underground,
yeah,
underneath the Temple Mount. And what do you believe? Do you believe, the Pulsa Denura curse or something was put on Ariel Sharon, and he did suffer this massive stroke?
I don't know. Barry Chalmers talked about how it's after Bean was murdered. I don't, at this point, it's almost like whatever I hear on the mainstream news, I believe the opposite, which is kind of extreme, but you just don't know. I can't fathom the workings of the minds of the controlling elite, because sometimes I think that they really are not human. And that you and I can't figure them out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're unconscionable.
Right.
And their technology is so advanced.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Now, you know, you were a great fan of Ariel Sharon's, I'm sure.
Ariel, you know, I have been accused of everything. There are so many bizarre people on either side of the fence, and some man who's kind of been banished to the Siberia of talk radio or something.
Uh-huh.
I was listening and finding out that I'm in cahoots with a Zionist that I don't even know who this guy is. All I would like to know is, who is this guy? And if I am in cahoots with him, would he please pay me something? Because
you know what makes me laugh is that people gonna, no matter what you do or say, there's always going to be a certain segment of people that will say that about you. About me. About anybody. They don't trust anybody. And that's true paranoia.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I don't care what people think. It's what I know I am and what you are.
Yeah.
Now, you judge a person by their fruits. And all you have to do is look at what they're doing. And are they doing the right thing? Are they on the right path, at least? Or are they on the wrong path? And that's the question.
And
I mean, you don't...
Some people will say, you know, give me publicity. Just spell my name right. You know?
Well, I'm not one that's looking for publicity at any price. But it's just a matter of... I can put my head down on the pillow at night saying, look, I did the best job I could.
Exactly.
You know, like the Apostle Paul said, you know, it's done, it's finished, I fought the fight, you know, and what more can I do?
I have to be able to live with myself, and I have to know that I'm speaking my truth, and I'm speaking it with integrity,
right,
honesty, and being open. And if I don't know, I will tell you I don't know, I'll tell you what my feelings are about something, but I'm certainly, you know, it's only people like that, they do themselves in.
Mm-hmm.
Sooner or later, you know, and that's why I think, you know, I'm thinking one person, I won't name names, but who sealed the state, and now he's kind of whining about that he needs more people, needs more listeners, needs more money and everything, you know. I don't like to see a person crash and burn. I really don't. I don't get any joy out of it.
No.
But we have to take responsibility for what we're saying and doing.
That's right. And, you know, I don't detect any vindictiveness in what you say at any time, Judy. I admire you so much for that. And I give credit where credit is due. And may I say you are a credit to your race, to use a racial term.
Whatever it is.
Because I know you can take it, and of course I'm being a little levitous, but you know the fact of the matter is, as I say, you are a very exceptional person, and I thank God for people like you, because it's people like you that are doing the Lord's work, regardless of what you think you are or what church you go to. If you are doing what He wants you to do, and you are living His example, you're doing more than all the televangelists put together.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, when I get people who write to me or call me a saint or a goddess or something like that, you know, I don't really believe it, but I say, I can't help it. Flattery. It does resonate with me, and I mm-hmm. say, I'm communicating the best that I can be.
Right.
And somebody's picking it up, and they may be, you know, kind of exaggerating or making it very flowery, but I'm thrilled. I really am.
And we can hear it in your voice. That's a giveaway right there. Once
and
again.
And I want to thank you, Rick, because you're doing something. I don't know, this man from New York, Paul from New York, my
yep.
new agent. Uh-huh. I love it. But I think that it's an enormous job that you're doing, and I'm really thankful for being on your show, and I look forward to appearing with my hubby.
Absolutely, and maybe someday you will be listening to you on this network. If the boss thinks so, then fine. All right, I'm sure he's listening.
Well, I mean appearing on your show. I didn't mean appearing on mine.
Judy, thank you for being here.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. Bless you, and we'll talk again.
Bless you.
Thank you. Judy Andreas, very interesting woman, great program, and we'll be back. We're expecting a call from Alan Davidson, Austin Wheatgrass. We'll be back either way in the next 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All righty, we are back, and we are expecting to hear from Alan, Austin Wheatgrass, but he may not make it. I don't know. If he does, we'll put him right on. He had some great testimony that he wanted to share, an individual from North Carolina who has some amazing stories to tell of the blessings that he's experienced with the wheatgrass. So hopefully at least Alan will be here tonight. But if not, we'll manage to get him in at some point next week. Dog torture squads in the U.S. county jails. Did you know that? By Christopher Boleyn of the American Free Press, Abu Ghraib method of psychological torture using dogs first practiced in U.S. county jails, he said. Before it was applied to Iraqi prisoners in the notorious torture chambers of Abu Ghraib prison, the nightmarish form of psychological torture using vicious dogs to terrorize prisoners was practiced in U.S. county jails. But who are the black-clad men and women who tortured American detainees in U.S. county jails? 50 men lie face down on the cold prison floor with their manacled hands tightly bound and twisted behind their backs while fierce attack dogs, Dobermans and German Shepherds, terrorize the prisoners, lunging and snarling inches from their faces. Is this a description of another torture scene from the notorious Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq? No, this is a scene from a county jail in Tennessee in early 2003. While this outrageous scene sounds identical to the now infamous U.S. military torture sessions at the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, this incident, described in detail by a German eyewitness who survived it, occurred in February of 2003 in the Blount County Jail in Maryville, Tennessee. A bizarre videotaped torture session using attack dogs to terrorize prisoners at the Blount County Jail was witnessed by Ernst Zundel, a German citizen and historical revisionist who was held in jail at the time, right there. Zundel had been taken from his home and American wife in Tennessee on February 5th of the same year in what appears to have been an extrajudicial rendition conducted by agents of the erstwhile Immigration and Naturalization Service, INS, then part of the Justice Department, headed by Ashcroft and his Israeli-American assistant, Michael Chertoff. At the time of his arrest, Zundel's immigration status was completely legal, and he was in the process of obtaining his permanent residency permit on the basis of his marriage to an American citizen. INS claims, incorrectly, that he had missed an interview, which his lawyer had asked to be rescheduled in writing. Zundel has never been convicted of any crime in Canada, where he lived for 40 years, or in the United States. Zundel's report about the use of vicious attack dogs to terrorize American prisoners at the Blount County Jail and similar reports from county jails across the country occurred prior to the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Because the reports of psychological torture using dogs in the jails is identical to what was seen later in Iraq, it appears that the company or agency who used the dogs in the county jails were basically practicing these methods first on American prisoners. It is thought that these earlier sessions were videotaped for training purposes. Now, Zundel's written testimony, which appears in his 2004 book, Setting the Record Straight, Letters from Cell Number 7, describes a group torture session that he personally witnessed in the Blount County Jail on February 8th of that year. Another session occurred on February 15th, according to inmate reports, although Zundel was meeting with his attorney at the time, was spared. Zundel's detailed description of the use of dogs to terrorize the inmates at the county jail in Tennessee first appeared in a full-page open letter to the members of the Senate and Congress of the United States of America, which was published in the Washington Times, 2003. Ingrid Rimlin, Zundel's American wife, placed three full-page informative ads about the extrajudicial arrest and deportation of her husband in the Washington Times during the summer of 2003 at a cost of some $20,000. Despite the explosive content of these ads and Zundel's eyewitness description of torture using dogs on American prisoners in a U.S. county jail, Ingrid said she did not get a single phone call from anyone in response. Well, that's not surprising. I mean, after all, it ain't Hugo Chavez Day, is it? And it ain't the new mayor of Los Angeles calling, is it? And it ain't Mr. Fox calling, is it? Come Sunday, I heard dogs, Zundel wrote about the weekend torture session he witnessed in the Blount County Jail. We were all ordered into our cells, while black uniformed SWAT teams with dogs went systematically from cell to cell, threw us on the floor face down, handcuffed, arms twisted behind our backs. They dragged us outside the cells like sacks of potatoes, while helmeted, viscered, New World Order type cops hollered commands at us. They searched our pockets, beds, and plastic bins. The dogs dripping saliva from their snapping jaws, mainly Dobermans and German Shepherds, were kept on chain leashes. about 2 feet from our bodies and faces. Young, pretty women in skin-tight uniforms and tightly fitting flak jackets, all black in color, kept climbing over the men who were curled up, face down, shaking, frightened out of their wits. Some had tears streaming down their faces. Women filmed these hapless prisoners with mini camcords close up, laughing and joking, having themselves quite a ball, huh? Now, that sound familiar? Huh? Wait a minute now. That sound like George Bush's Abu Ghraib scandal? And on it goes on Rumor Mill, the website, by Christopher Bolin. I don't have the time tonight to read the whole thing, but I'm almost to the end of it. The point, obviously, being that what we saw here in the United States, including there are pictures here of them. What we saw in the United States, we saw in Iraq. Huh? Very interesting, isn't it? Well, I mean, that's what you expect, isn't it? That's exactly what you expect from this government in Washington. A bunch of criminals, a bunch of thieves, liars, murderers. And there are people still now, as we speak, saying, give the man a chance. Like the song, you know, in the Kevin Bacon movie there, give the boy a chance. Well, George Bush has been given more than a chance. He's been given too much of a chance. And unfortunately, the die is now cast. Excuse me. Catching up with me. I'm just, Oh, by the way, if you want to chime in, you can call right now at 800-313-9443. That's the number. And I'm just perusing some emails, so bear with me. Ladies and gentlemen, and in just a moment or so, I will let you know exactly some of the news that you need to know that has unfortunately been missing from the so-called, mainstream media, which is not mainstream at all, as we can see. There's nothing mainstream about this media, huh? I like that business of, you know, the center of the political spectrum. Are you in the center, or are you far right or far left? Well, I got news for you. That center keeps moving further and further in one direction. So it's a matter of nothing more than subjective value. That's all it comes down to. So it's we're not centered at all. And quite frankly, I don't know what the center means. If the center means middle of the road, well, that's not where I'm at. Now, Charlie Reese has done a yeoman job, as you know. He's been on the program, by the way, several times. And one of his most recent columns for a week or so, I think it was last week, has to do with Reese on the Israeli lobby. Just peace or no peace. And as you know, these two professors who have come out from Harvard University, Professor Walt and Professor Mearsheimer, who is Jewish, by the way, Chicago University, analyzing the Israeli lobby and its impact on America. As you know, they've been savagely, if you'll pardon the pun, attacked by the professional lobby, which he exposes. And then they prove the very point that, these guys have made, the two of them, Professor Mearsheimer and Professor Wall together. Well, Charlie Reese makes some interesting points in his column, and I think you'd like to read it, if you will. You'll find it to be an excellent example of an analysis of the power that the Zionist lobby has, far beyond that which has even been exposed in this 80-page presentation or so, 80-something pages, by Professors Walt and Mearsheimer. If anything, they have understated the whole issue and been quite, I think, quite calm in their approach and in their research. They have done about as much as they can possibly get away with without being totally run out of the country. But Charlie Reese, I think, well, let me just spend a couple of minutes and read to you what he says, all right? The first weapon of choice for the Israeli lobby when somebody with prestige publishes a soundly researched paper or book critical of Israel or its powerful lobby is silence. If it's a book, it rarely gets reviewed. Its author doesn't get interviewed. If it's a paper, there are no news stories in the big corporate press, no interviews with the authors, no television appearances. For the average American who depends on the press to tell him what's going on, it's as if the criticism never exists. Now, the second weapon, Charlie says, is to launch vicious personal attacks. Both methods are being used against an astounding paper titled The Israeli Lobby and U.S. Foreign Policy. It was written by the two renowned academics, John J. Mearsheimer of University of Chicago and Stephen M. Walt of the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. So far, as I've been able to determine, with the help of Google, while the paper and talk about it are all over the Internet, they are missing from the corporate press as of this writing. It was published in the London Book of Reviews, and you can read it or download it, maybe an edited version now, at www.irb.co.uk. There was one news story about it in the Christian Science Monitor and an attack on it by David Gergen, again, Reagan administration, in U.S. News and World Report. Gergen is editor-at-large of the magazine, which is owned by Mort Zuckerman. Who? Okay, we'll get to him in a minute then. Gergen is editor of this magazine, which is owned by Mortimer Zuckerman. And, of course, you know, basically he's doing a hate number. The Anti-Defamation League was quoted in a Jewish publication as saying that if the paper gained the attention of the mainstream media, then a more vigorous attack would be launched. So far it has not. Though in the Christian Science Monitor story, one of the attack dogs of the Israeli lobby branded these two esteemed academics from these prestigious universities as incompetents. Well, that's sort of like the pot calling the kettle black. So Charlie Reese writes about that, and he does an excellent, excellent expose on these people. Now, we do have with us Alan Davidson from Austin Wheatgrass, and I believe he's ready to come on the program right now. Hello, Alan.
I think I'm here with you, Rick.
Okay, you made it.
Everything's working like it should.
All right.
Well, I just was reminded you need to get on the phone there and talk to Rick tonight. And I thought, oh, that's good because I'm feeling my oats today. I'm feeling my wheatgrass today, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a good day around here. We've been pretty much reliant on wheatgrass here at our house for years now. And
mm-hmm.
while I don't like the taste of wheatgrass, but I drink it every single day. I miss a day every now and then. I guess once you get yourself healthy, your body's not going to go to pot overnight if you skip your wheatgrass every now and then. So, you know, I encourage people to get the knowledge and get the
mm-hmm.
seed and get the equipment to
mm-hmm.
get themselves into prime physical condition, to get their immune system strong, and then be able to maintain that on, you know, maybe a double shot of wheatgrass every other day would be just wonderful for anyone's health.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us have a ways to come back, to return to good health at the start. And so I would, suggest to someone to, start lightly with an ounce of wheatgrass juice and then work themselves up to a couple ounces of juice a day and use that every day for a couple months. And people do have just astounding, remarkable changes in their bodies when they do this.
I think you have somebody with you that can attest to that?
Well, James is a friend of mine who, I've become friends with through the years. He bought a wheatgrass kit. He was one of our first customers when we
first. I see the break coming up, Alan. So yeah. I don't want to cut you off before you start. When we come back, we'll get right into it and introduce James and what it's done for him, and how people can do likewise. All righty, okay, Alan Davidson. We'll be back. And Austin Wheatgrass, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, stay tuned. Oh, okay. For John who? Oh, okay. Excellent. That was nice of him, wasn't it? Okay. Am I live? All right, we're live. Hey, that means, guess what, Alan?
Well, that was a quick break.
John Stadtmiller just said that you can have a break-free opportunity because you got into us a little bit late.
Oh.
And you can be right now free of any having to wait while the commercials are running. So
well,
we're skipping the breaks, in other words, to make a long story short.
Well, good.
Thank you.
I was saying, just before we went to the music,
yes,
which I always enjoy,
mm-hmm,
James was one of the first people who bought one of these wheatgrass kits when we first started supporting the network in this way and trying to put this into as many people's hands as possible to, you know, mm-hmm, to help free them from the belief that they needed to rely on constant drugs and vitamins and supplements and, you know, high grocery bills trying to supply good clean nutrition.
Right.
And James was, well, he was not a rich man, and he took it and really improved his own health and functioning, and was so impressed that he has become, over towards the East Coast over there, sort of a wheatgrass missionary, I would have to call him, where he goes and he speaks to people, and he talks to the churches and to ministers, and he teaches them. He
mm-hmm
informs them of
mm-hmm
of what they can do to reap the most out of life without, you know, I mean, I'm kind of I was raised up on the Bible myself, and I tend to believe that, you know, that we've been given everything that we need to keep ourselves in a just a optimal state of health, and that by becoming dependent on others to do that for us, we've run into a degenerated state
uh-huh
of health. And so James had used wheatgrass not only in good times while he was, you know, using other food, because everybody likes to eat and we all need some calories to burn. But James actually went through some long periods of time using only wheatgrass juice for his sustenance.
Wow. That's hard to believe, to live off it.
Yeah.
Without eating anything at all.
Yeah. Did James call in tonight? Is he out there?
Yeah. I believe James is on the line. Are you there, James?
Oh, I'm there. I'm here, yes.
Yes.
Good evening.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And I really love wheatgrass. And to tell you, one time I was short on funds. I lived on wheatgrass for 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Didn't lose a bit of weight. Didn't miss scheduled workouts that I do. And I was in perfect health. I've even gained a few pounds of weight without any body fat, because to give you an example of why that is, grazing animals, they go to their maximum potential gaining mass without gaining fat. And so that's why wheatgrass is so beneficial. And it's such a complete food that I consider it a gift from God, and that Alan is actually an agent for God doing this, because it's so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even used it, as I was telling Alan the other day, where a dog was injured and didn't drink or eat for a while, and I offered it when it was laying in my lap some wheatgrass juice, and it lapped it right up. And as soon as it, about 20 minutes later, it was up walking around where it couldn't walk before. And so this wheatgrass juice, I use it for a lot of people, and it's helped them a lot too. And so I know that it's the perfect food, as Alan has said. And,
that's amazing what you said about you know, the mass and not the fat. That's logical.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it. Now, for those who want to lose weight, though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you well, you could lose weight, yeah.
Okay.
The caloric intake, if I can interject here, fellas.
Yes, by all means.
The caloric intake on wheatgrass is low.
Yes.
And now, because it does have a good supply of simple sugars and carbohydrates, when a person takes a double shot of wheatgrass in the morning, those sugars and carbohydrates mixed with the proteins in the form of amino acids are going to suppress the appetite. And because the appetite, you know, when your stomach's growling and you feel hungry, it's because your sugar levels have dropped. And wheatgrass will give us a sustained sugar level in your blood. And natural sugars, the diabetics don't need to worry about triggering anything with this. But that long-term sustained energy and those proteins are more situated to produce the necessary muscle mass. And I've had just numerous reports of people, you know, when they would call back and telling me about the, you know, the increase in, you know, whatever, the diameter on their biceps and chest, you know, every place they've been trying to put on some muscle. And,
yes.
So,
well, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm in perfect condition and I'm living on 600 calories a day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Boy.
And, I take wheatgrass three times a day.
And how old are you now, James?
Well, I'm 65 going on 40.
Wow.
because I'm solid muscle. Can do more work than anybody in my age group. I'm talking about today's standards.
Mm-hmm.
And the wheatgrass juice, along with good pure water, keeps you in perfect health.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, since it detoxifies you,
right.
I have a weakness for fried chicken. And
hey, you know what, though, guys? We're just out of time, and I'm sorry we couldn't get you on earlier, but we'll do it again with you.
Well, listen, let me give that number.
Right. That's the important thing.
Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call this number, 877-699-4328. And I'll say that again if I have time.
Yes.
877-699-4328.
And you'll fill them in on all the details.
Yeah, and this is just real freedom is what we're trying to give to people.
Amen. All right, we'll do it again soon, guys. Thank you, Alan, and thank you, James.
Well,
God bless you. All right, we're out of time. Monday night at 8, God willing. See you then, Rick Adams. Goodbye.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.